It's been quite difficult to follow all 40. We're not able to reach all 40, and it's actually across multiple counties. We are not an island in and of ourselves, and when people go to these large gatherings, especially when they know that they are already symptomatic, it makes the contact investigation very difficult and very challenging, because now we're trying to quickly identify all the individuals, but it's been a significant challenge.
In the last couple of weeks, there's been an increase in cases, especially in Sutter County. Why is that?
This is not unique to U.S. Sutter region. As you look at the entire state, we're seeing an increase in the case count. We're seeing an increase in hospitalization overall. And then within particular the Sierra Sacramento Valley region, every county is seeing a significant increase in the case count: Sacramento, Placer, El Dorado, Butte, et cetera. There are themes to where the increased case counts are coming from. One is that they're coming from household and family clusters, meaning that these individuals are familiarly related. They don't live in the same household under the same roof, but they're not adhering to social distancing tenets that we have been pushing.
Dr. Liu, if I could break that down, that would be like people were following guidelines more or less, and then, for example, Mother's Day or Memorial Day came around and said, hey, let's all get together for a barbecue and invited the extended family.
We are seeing that repeatedly. So people are not taking it seriously. The fact that they should only really spend prolonged period of time with individuals who live under the same roof as them. It doesn't matter that you're related to them. If they don't live under the same roof as you, in the same house as you should limit your length and proximity in terms of interaction with them.
It's probably not fair to call it a spike, but infections are increasing almost daily. What's your level of concern at this point?
My level of concern is significant because people are not listening to the tenants. We can't stress this enough. People need to take this seriously. COVID-19 is not going away anytime soon. It is still a threat. And what we are seeing in the community is people thinking that it has gone away. It's no longer an issue. We have people questioning that it even exists. That is very unfortunate, and we're seeing that in the lack of adherence to the tenets that we would like them to adhere to. People going to a birthday party when they already know that they have a fever. People traveling in from out of state and getting on a flight when they knew that they were having a cough. Those are very dangerous actions, and we're really disappointed. I'm disappointed that residents aren't actually taking this seriously and also really putting at risk their loved ones, their friends, their family members when they go to these gatherings.
The situation in Sutter County, in looking at the number of cases and the population, certainly Sutter and Butte have a similar number of cases, but Butte County's population is more than twice that of Sutter County, so the rate is actually much, much higher in Sutter County. Is that a concern?
Again, in terms of the significant increase in the new case count, when we diagnose a case, we actually do a very good job in terms of the Bi-County Department Operations Center of immediately reaching the index case and then asking for all family close contacts, and also if they have work close contacts, to get tested. So you're going to notice that we're actually doing a good job reaching those contacts. And then identifying the significant family household clusters, and then for some, even workplace clustering of these cases. In the workplace, what we're noticing is essential sectors who have maintained being allowed to remain open all this time, never closing since middle of March. Some of them are not implementing the robust measures that we know are helpful. Daily symptom screening and temperature check before employees start work. Sending employees home if they fail the symptom screening, social distancing, and making sure that employees wear a facial covering when social distancing is not possible. Those are measures not to just say, okay, let's do them, but they are actually really, really helpful to ensure that we don't have workplace outbreaks And most of the workplace outbreaks that we have identified are in those workplaces that do not have all those measures implemented.
Dr. Liu, Sutter County's population is about 20% larger than Yuba County's, yet the caseload in Sutter County is almost three times what it is in Yuba County. Any theories as to why that is?
It's unfortunate that the majority of those family and household clusterings are all located within Sutter County. So within the Sutter County case counts, we have actually identified at least five clusters of family and household. So one, as I noted, have eight positive, and then the remainder four have at least three to four positive.
Dr. Liu, I've noticed from the statistics that in Sutter County, you've located 18 asymptomatic cases and three in Yuba County. That's about a fifth of all cases are asymptomatic. Are those people getting the symptoms later? I guess, how and why are they getting tested in the first place?
They're getting tested because we need to know the extent with which when someone is a close contact, how many of those individuals actually are infectious. So say if one of those asymptomatic individuals tests positive and we know where they work, we would then expand to their work site to make sure that their coworkers who are deemed close work contacts are also screened. The goal of contact investigation is to expand the circle of infection, individuals who might have been exposed, and quickly isolating, quarantining them to break the chain of transmission. Because if you only focus on the symptomatic cases, you're going to miss a significant chunk of those individuals who are already infectious.
Do those people ever develop symptoms, or are they having the disease run its entire course without ever experiencing any discomfort or symptoms?
So it's along a continuum. So the literature shows that about 20% of individuals never develop any symptoms. Some individuals never develop any symptoms. Other individuals develop only mild symptoms. And then other individuals develop severe symptoms to the point of needing hospitalization or, unfortunately, even death.
I'm wondering if you're seeing any trends in terms of recovery. We're hearing that people who are considered recovered have extreme health problems. Are we seeing any trends in terms of recovery?
When we define recovered, we are noting that someone is deemed non-infectious. The designation of being non-infectious does not mean that the consequences of COVID-19 infection is gone. Like you just noted, a lot of these individuals have lingering symptoms and they can be very, very significant.
With the increase in cases that we're seeing and the relatively smaller population of both Yuba and Sutter counties, how close are we to reaching that trigger point where the restrictions that were recently lifted have to go back into place?
The state has county-specific metrics that they monitor. And at this time, fortunately, both Yuba and Sutter are not listed within the counties that the state is concerned about. And that comprises of number of new cases within a 14-day period for population of 100,000. They also monitor hospitalized cases, and they monitor what's called a test positivity, meaning within a one-week period, the percentage of the tests that actually return positive. As of this time, fortunately, both Yuba and Sutter are doing fine.
So you're contact tracing all 40 people that attended the birthday party. How many tested positive or gotten symptoms?